I'm now in a position of still supporting the concept of COOL, which I have done since the late 90s. We have lost twice in WTO. I'm committed to one of two things, and this explains then why I'm a co-sponsor of a bill. But if that doesn't work, then the second thing kicks in. We either find a bill that is completely WTO legal, and I think the bill that I put in has voluntary compliance or voluntary labeling, like Canada does, and surely Canada can't sue the United States if we have the same law that they have. And so that's my philosophy of signing on. Now, if we don't have the votes for that, or if somebody can show me, contrary to what I already stated, that I believe that it isn't a WTO legal, then I'm committed to voting for repeal. And I don't know what the chances are of one or the other, but I think we're in a strong position in the Senate for the voluntary labeling based on the five Republicans that support the bill, and I think most Democrats support it, and the inability of the other Senate Republicans getting 60 votes to get to finality on repeal.
I'm seeing here that the Canadian trade ministers, Jerry Ritz and Ed Fast, have issued a statement against the Stabenow bill. Basically, their argument is that if it doesn't repeal it, then the U.S. will still face that $3 billion in annual retaliation. I'm just kind of curious what your reaction is to Canada sort of taking this position.
It seems to me that they're intellectually dishonest. When we do exactly what they're doing, why wouldn't that satisfy them? And I think that there's a certain amount of trying to intimidate. Can you imagine 30 million people trying to intimidate the United States, or their government trying to intimidate the United States? But I think that's what they're trying to do. I think they ought to wake up and declare victory.